Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Pascal, I just want to ask, have you noticed at all a decrease in Canadians traveling at all to the U.S. over the past few weeks, especially with the tariffs that President Trump has enforced?
We really haven't. The numbers are pretty much flat year over year. We're down maybe a tiny fraction, but that is something you would expect at this point, because obviously most people who purchase their tickets for this time of year purchase them many weeks ago before these tariffs went into effect, right? So I don't expect we would see a lot of changes quite yet. The other thing is last year Easter fell about 3 weeks later than this year. Last year, Easter was on March 31st, and this year it's on April 20th. So we really cannot even compare year over year, because that's when we get a big push, right, the Easter break. But like I said, if I compare year over year, we are just a hair down. In fact, up to a week ago, we were still up year over year. So I don't want to attribute that to anything other than just typical seasonality and obviously folks who purchased their tickets already probably many weeks, if not months in advance. But having said that, I do expect that probably come May, June, July, we're going to see some effect. I don't know what that is going to be yet, but I definitely do expect that there's going to be an impact.
Do you feel like that the tariffs, do you feel nervous that a boycott could be coming where we're seeing less Canadians come through the come to the airport in the United States, especially through Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's something that's always concerning, not just from a business point of view, but also from a personal point of view, right? Because your Canadians are not just our neighbors, they're our friends, they're our best friends. So yes, it is something that I think everyone in our binational area takes very personal. But where it comes to business, Canadians are a very important segment of our travel public. But if I go back to, let's say, during the COVID period when the Canadian border was closed, right? It was like over a year that the border was completely closed. Buffalo still did pretty well. And that's because obviously as the second largest city in the state of New York, we have a pretty large population base on our side of the border too. So I think the other border communities that probably are going to be hurting a lot more that don't have a lot of population on the U.S. side. But again, yes, Canadians are very important to our travel and we would miss each and every one of them if they're not coming. But hopefully the impact won't be as severe as I fear, just because a lot of Canadians in our area own property in places like Florida. They come across the border all the time. So it's a little different, I think, than I think maybe the impact is going to be felt more in some of the major tourism destinations in the U.S. that now get nonstop flights from cities in Canada that, are going to get fewer flights. I'm cautiously optimistic that the impact won't be as severe as it is going to be for other markets.
Right. And my final question I have for you is, do you have, what percentage of travelers have you seen, Canadian travelers come through the airport that are Canadian, and do you expect there could be possibly a little bit of a decrease starting, you know, in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, again, I do think that decrease will occur after Easter, so probably in about 3 weeks. What that is going to be, we don't know quite yet, but typically this time of year, we are mostly in originating airports, so meaning most people that are in the terminal leave from here. In the summertime, we become a destination airport. So typically, we see about 30% or so of those originating passengers are Canadian. So it is a very large part of our traveling public. But as I mentioned earlier, up until this point, we really have not seen any significant impact that we could attribute to any geopolitical tension at this point. But we'll have to see what happens in a couple of weeks.
All right, Pascal, that's really all I had. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to just answer a couple questions for me.
No, you bet. And just on a side note, you're not the only outlet. I mean, everyone wants to see results now, but it's just a little too early, I think, to see any impact yet.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time.
We'll probably be talking in a couple of weeks again, I would think, yeah.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.